get ready. It's time for the podcast.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. I'm artist Katrina Berg, and this is episode 208. Well, happy September, friend. There's all kinds of fun things happening. We survived Swiss days, and something that always happens around Swiss days is that the leaves start to change on the mountains around our little valley. And it was so crazy because Swiss days came and went and we couldn't see the leaves. And then fortunately, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, we finally started seeing leaves last week. And I got excited because it was homecoming weekend and all these fun things. So let's dive into it. Today, I want to talk about high school dance memories, old and new. I want to talk about traveling as artists and creatives and all the inspiration that we can get from those different types of experiences. And then we'll end with a red pill. That something that's been kind of taking the internet by storm is the Project Veritas's investigative journal reveal on secret curriculum in our schools. So many things. Anyways, I hope you're doing really well. I kind of had a magical weekend. Both of our oldest two, our senior and our junior, got to go to homecoming together. They went, obviously they had separate dates, but they were in like the same dance group. And it just brought back so many fun memories for me about just high school dances and just the fun things that happen, you know, just that time of our lives. And I got to go with Anna Claire to go pick out her shoes just like a week ago with one of her friends. And that was really special. We actually found her homecoming dress in Florida. We were trying to find a dress for her, like, I guess it was like an end of the event banquet at her dance nationals thing. And we found her homecoming dress and it was just like this kismet, wonderful experience. And then cute Dottie down the street fixed it for her just to make sure everything was like perfect. And so things just kind of fell into place, but it was a fun, fun week. Karsten, our oldest, got to go with his sweetheart, Kate, and they are just the cutest. They are just, oh, it's just so fun. We just love Kate and Karsten. And then Anna Claire got to go with her friend Bryce, who we also love, and we just really enjoy him. So it was just kind of like a really sweet thing. And Carl was telling me, As they left and they went, I think they must have been going on the day date. And that's something we didn't do in Southern California. I don't know. Maybe other high schools did it, but my high school and the surrounding high schools that I participated in dances, we did not do day dates. But apparently it's something you do here in Utah. You go on like an activity and then you go to the dance later after dinner and pictures and all the fun things. And anyways, as they left, Carl said, I always pictured when Anna Claire would go to her first dance or her first date or whatever. He's like, I thought I always pictured myself with a shotgun and like just putting the fear into this boy that he needed to take care of my daughter. And he's like, but I love Bryce. He's like one of my favorite people. He's like, so my whole like expectations were shattered. It just cracked me up. And I couldn't help but think about one of my very first boyfriends who was such a sweetheart. And I remember one point he told me that he was scared to death of my dad. And I was like, what? Why are you scared? Why would you be scared of my dad? My dad likes you. And he's like, you know, it's just, you know, you're his oldest and you're his first daughter. And, you know, and I was like, okay, I guess, you know, I don't have to think about that. I've never really had to think about what that would be like to meet the dad. But I will say when I first met some of my boyfriend's parents, I was a little nervous. Like, I kind of get it. And when I met Carl's parents for the first time, yeah, I was definitely a little bit anxious, but they're just such beautiful people. And we were cracking up because I had the absolute pleasure to take pictures for Karsten and his friends at prom last spring. And that was so much fun. We had such a good time. And then I said to Carl, will you come with me to take pictures for homecoming? Because there's just like, you know, it's just good to have somebody else there to kind of help. Cause you know, I'm trying to make it look pretty, but then there's a lot of like organization. And he's like, sure, I'll come with you. And we were laughing cause he was just being so funny. We ended up with only like we literally had a half hour to take their pictures. We didn't have very much. And I wanted to get pictures of each couple, pictures of the groups, you know, just like whatever fun things they wanted to do. And it seemed like we must have taken maybe like an hour, hour and a half when we did prom pictures. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this seems like an unsurmountable task. But with Carl there, like herding them like cattle, I think one of the couples didn't know what to think because they didn't know him very well. And he was just being funny and we were laughing. And anyways, we had such a good time together and it was really great to have him. But we were kind of giggling yesterday. We were talking about just the photos and he came home Saturday night after we took the photos and he's like, I felt like my dad out there, you know, just like telling people what to do. And like, and I was just like listening to him kind of laughing. And then I thought about when I took one of the girls by her arm, because we're out there in the gravel and then we're literally asking the girls in these huge heels to like climb over all this stuff. And this one cute girl, she had this beautiful white dress and white shoes. And I knew if I didn't hold on to her arm, she was just gonna biff it, you know? And so I don't want to get all like super emotional, but I said to Carl, I was like, so his dad passed away a long time ago. It was probably 16 years ago. And so from time to time, we kind of feel him around. We know that he's around. And I said to him, I'm like, wow, I was kind of thinking about it. And yeah, you were hamming it up, but you were kind of like, I'm like, I wonder if your dad was hanging out with us, you know, like the Karsten and Anna Claire getting to do this homecoming date with their friends together and Anna Claire going on her first dance. And anyways, I'm like, I kind of wonder if your dad was hanging out with us and that's why you were like extra like Dale Berg hamming it up, you know? And then I just thought about our suite. We had like a little wedding dinner before we got married and it was really cold. And I remembered Carl's dad, Dale, kept asking me, are you okay? Are you cold? And I was like, oh, I'm fine. And I just didn't want to be a bother, you know? I didn't want anyone to go out of their way to, you know, like have to help me or whatever. And he just finally came over with this beautiful white shawl and put it around my shoulders. And he was just such a sweetheart. And I was like, yeah, I kind of think maybe your dad was there because I kept saying to the boys, Carl and I were both telling the boys, hold on to your dates because we were really afraid that one of the girls was going to get hurt. And I finally just grabbed this cute girl's arm just really gently, but I said, I'm just going to hold on to you. And, you know, she was grateful, but I was like, that's totally something Dale would have done. And I was just like, oh, it was just such a sweet weekend for all the many reasons. But anyways, so many fun things. So our kids, there's just one high school in our valley. We really need another school. That's like a whole nother episode for another day. But I was thinking about how my high school experience was really different with dances. My very first one, I went with the sweetest guy to prom. I had just turned 16. So it was my sophomore year. And I was super tan because it was the end of swim season and the tan line. Oh my gosh, it was so stark. Like my tan line was really, really bad. I had this huge Y on the back of, obviously on my back. And my mom, I had this gorgeous dress and it had a lot of my back exposed. And she said, I think we just need to cover it with makeup. So we put like, I don't know, some sort of like, oh, what do you call it? What's that stuff? Like foundation. She found a foundation and she put it over it and it definitely looked better. But at the same time, then my poor date and I were worried about it getting on things. Like I didn't want it getting on his car or when he was dancing with me, I didn't want it on his hand. So I would just say, if you have bad tan lines, just whatever, like who cares? It's kind of like the calling card of a swimmer. Like you're just going to have funny tan lines, just embrace it and go with it. We don't need to pretend to be something that we're not because it's just kind of a mess. So that was like one of my first funny memories with dances. But the other cool thing was we had about five or six high schools that were really nearby. I ended up, let's see, yeah, I had friends in all of these different high schools that I would hang out with a lot of times on the weekend. We would literally go to church dances like at least once or twice a month. And we just had fun friends that we hung out with at high school, but then also outside of high school with like our church friends that undoubtedly all went to different high schools. And so I did go to a lot of dances, and it was normal to go to two or three homecomings each year. And that I just so many fun memories. I remember jumping on top of a table with Matt Deegan, and we were like literally dancing on top of a table together. We were both pretty petite, so we didn't take the table down or anything, but just fun things that I remember those times. And so it was really special to just remember some of those fun memories watching Karsten and Anna Claire. And I don't think I'll necessarily get to, I think that's the only one of our kids that'll go together, other than hopefully the twins will go to they'll get dates and go to a high school dance. I guess that's pretty likely because they're the same grade. But for the older kids, I think this is the only dance that we'll really see that happen unless prom. But Anna Claire might want to go with it's their junior prom, so they'll probably just go with juniors. But anyways, it was really special, and I'm glad that they got to do that. In other fun things going on in our home, this last week, the twins, it was like crazy hair day one day, and we've never participated in that because we all kind of already have crazy hair, and it just seemed like one more thing to do. And when we were at the charter school, I don't remember them doing crazy hair day, and so it was kind of like a new thing. But we finally participated, and I will tell you, if you want to do something fun and different, we went at the last minute to the grocery store to get some dye, and we couldn't find exactly what we wanted. I didn't want it to be like temporary, but like take 6 weeks to come out. I didn't have time to just like go drive all over the valley and try to find something. And so I just looked up online and found that you can take food coloring and put it in your shampoo and conditioner, or either one, whatever, and you just mix it in there. So what I did the next morning, I asked them, I'm like, what do you guys want? And they're like, we want a flag. I was like, oh my gosh, that's going to be a lot of work, like to try to do that right before school. And so I was like, what if we do like stars and stripes? And they thought that would be great. So Mateus, our little twin, had stars on his head that were blue and red. And then Taggart had blue and red stripes. And so I literally took my paintbrushes. So first I mixed the two colors in with the conditioner. I just used conditioner because I thought that would be really just easy, and it was white, so it was really easy to mix the colors. And then I literally just painted the stuff right on their head, and they smelled really good for several days straight because it took a while to get it out. Like, I just don't know how good they were about rinsing it out. But anyways, pretty funny. So that's kind of the latest. I'm so close to finishing that big, huge painting of the dancing girls. And I'm really excited to show you pictures of that. But I'll definitely post some pictures of the high school pictures. And then, of course, the twins with their funny hair. And then their brother, Garrett, who's our freshman, he's been saving up, and he got an e-bike, and he has been having so much fun. He took it for the first time to school today. So we'll see how that turns out, but super cute. I'm glad that, I don't know, it'll make his job so much easier. He can get back and forth to work, and he's excited to take it to school, and that'll be fun. And obviously he probably won't do it very long because it'll get cold and snowy, but we'll see how it goes. So that's kind of what's going on here. I'm trying to think if there's any, other cool things. Todd came over this weekend and brought me a new frame. So you'll be seeing a beautiful new frame, and that'll be going to Belgar. So keep an eye out on that. And then I wanted to start doing a new kind of segment just about opportunities for artists and collectors. And I'm going to be talking specifically about stuff in Utah, but I will also like link to things that I see from time to time in other places. But for those of you that are local, the Springville Museum of Fine Art, they have their spiritual show. You can start applying right now online. You need to do an online application, and then the drop off. You drop off your pieces next week. So it's Wednesday to Saturday. So that's September 14th through the 17th. You just need to drop it off between those days. And then, of course, to fill out your application, I think it has to be filled out online about 24 hours before you get there, just so that they have it ready when you get there, and they can print it out and put it with your piece. And I'm excited to see my friends at the Springville Art Museum, and hopefully I'll get to run into some artist friends. So if you have any questions, reach out. But that's such a good show. I couldn't recommend it enough. Another big one that I haven't done for a couple years, but that I love is the Slick President Show. So that's the Salt Lake Community College. They do a president show, meaning the president of the university. I think I'd done the show a couple times, maybe the second time I did it. I met this lady and I was talking to her. We were talking to her and she asked who I was and I asked who she was. And she's like, I'm the president. I'm like, oh, this is your show. Just one of those like typical awkward moments in the life of Katrina Berg, the artist. But anyways, I met the president at her show. And anyway, she was really a beautiful, lovely person. And it was fun to chat with her. But it is her show and it's a really fun show. So you can just look on their website. If you can't find it, just reach out. Maybe I can find a link and put it in the show notes. And then another one that I saw that's coming up is the Utah Art Museums. They kind of have an annual show. And I can't remember if it's like 2D, but anyways, it's definitely, I kind of think it's like lots of options. Like they have different themes each year, but I think this one's really open. So totally check that one out. It's also a great time to start applying for your holiday markets. And that would be like Beehive Bazaar and the Utah Art Market, Salt and Honey, I think Jenny B Market. I don't know. There's just so many good ones, but holiday is definitely the best time for markets. So if you're looking for something to add to your season, that would be a great time to start looking all of these up. And then the last thing that I would say is about, like, there's this brand new show. It's called Art at the Park. And Rob Chipman would like reached out to me about it a long time ago, but I was just kind of like, one more thing, not really good for me this year. But if you're a collector or an artist, and so it's going to be a great show. It looks like there's going to be 80 artists participating. It's up at This Is the Place in Salt Lake. And so it's really close to the U and also to the zoo. So it's basically in between the two. And like I said, there will be 80 artists participating. And if you've never participated in a big show like this, it's a great opportunity to go and see what it's like. So when you as an artist apply for one of these shows, you're not like me. A lot of times I just jumped in and applied for stuff and I really didn't know what I was looking at. But I think it's really good to go and check out these shows and see what it's like, see how the artists are, you know, organizing their artwork and anyways, all those fun things. And then of course, if you're a collector, it's the very first one. So you'll have to let me know what you think. It should be a lot of fun, should be a great weekend. So that's September 15th through the 17th. Okay. So let's jump into our artist tip and topic for the week. I was thinking a lot about just traveling. So this weekend, I talked to a couple friends yesterday. My friend Christina was telling me about her magical trip to France that she took this summer. We were catching up on that. And then my other beautiful friend Monetta just got back from Turkey and Greece. And I was just talking to them. And then also one of my other dear friends, Leslie, is in Italy. And as she was preparing, we were chatting as friends, a group of us, just giving her suggestions and things that she and her husband could do. I think it's the first time they've ever done a trip like this, just the two of them. Their kids, their youngest has been out of high school for a couple of years. And so this is kind of like a unique trip. And so we were just talking about fun things. And one of the things that my friend Colleen suggested was that her daughter has been going on these travel trips and it's called Workaway Travel. And there's an app and Workaway is just one word, Workaway and then travel. And what I thought was so fun was that, well, first of all, she just talked about what an amazing experience her daughter, Rachel, was having doing these because you go and you work whatever it is that they need. And of course, you know, kind of before you get there, they each have like a profile and they say, oh, we're building a barn or, oh, we have a garden and you can work in the garden, but you kind of like do this trade, you work for them and then you get to stay and you get to like experience their village, their community, their town, their culture. Some people want you to teach them English. Some people, I mean, there's just all kinds of things. Some are made for just like young people. Some are made for families. I mean, some, they don't really have any particular particular desires. They're just excited to meet you and to have you experience things with them. Anyways, I spent quite a while after Colleen told us about it, just looking through some of these. And I found some really amazing ones that I would love to do with our family. And I've mentioned before that my sweet friend Chrissy and her family, they were spending a lot of their vacations as a family down in Mexico at an orphanage, and they would spend the majority of the time working on, again, projects to help with the orphanage. And then they'd spend the last few days as a family, like down at the beach and enjoying the time. And so I've just been kind of, I've had all these different experiences kind of in the back of my mind. And then podcast friends, Jessica Libor of the Inspired Painter podcast, she just released a podcast episode about her residency experience that she just did in France. And that was amazing. And then also the Artist Soar ladies were talking specifically about travel experiences as artists. Jules was talking about workshops. Stephanie was talking about just going on personal trips with family or just alone trips. And they just talked about all the benefits of all these different things. And so first of all, I will embed their episodes in the show notes because I totally recommend that you check them out. But I loved some of the things that they talked about that were really good, because all of these travel things, like for example, my friend Christina, she went to culinary school. And so she had these incredible experiences while she was in France, like going to this Michelin star restaurant and like just some of the most amazing experiences that she had coming from that perspective. But she's also a really creative person. And she, anyways, so just, it was so fun to hear about that. And so I think, again, it's these experiences are so great. You know, a lot of us were just not traveling for a while, and now people are up and traveling. So I think that one of the things that I was thinking about, okay, what would be the next trip, you know, that you would want to go on? And is it something like, for example, the first really art trip I took was with 9 amazing artists, and we had such a fun time. And there was this amazing, there were fun, exciting adventures. And then there were times we just painted. And I mean, there were just so many things that were happening. And so that's the question is like, do you want to go with a big group? Do you want to go with a small group? Another trip that I went on was with one of my very best friends, Nancy Andrek Olsen. And we went to Scotland, just the two of us. And we traveled, and we painted. And so those two trips, I traveled and painted. I probably painted a little bit more in France just because of the weather. And it was raining, so it just kind of was easier for me to paint. But then I feel like when I went with my family, when Carl and I took the kids and we went for a whole month, it was another different experience because we were out doing activities and touring and experienced like just that region of France during the day. And then at night would come home and the kids would chill and catch up on things and I would paint. And so I feel like, again, there are so many benefits to all the different experiences, but I think that it is wonderful that you can go and listen to different people's experiences and see exactly what you would like to, you know, just try out. For example, I've never done a residency, but after listening to Jessica, I popped on and I looked at some more opportunities out there. And I love how there really is a situation for every artist. And obviously I'm talking about just like painting, but there were people that were doing residencies for poetry and writing. And, you know, obviously I think they probably have some for like culinary stuff and photography. And anyways, it's just sounds amazing. So lots of opportunities. So again, I will link to all of their episodes. And then I'll also put links to my previous episodes that are like really early on in the podcast where I talk about some of these travel trips. So I will go ahead and link to all of those. The last one I would say is that right before pandemic, Carl and I went to Curaçao in the Caribbean, just off of like Venezuela, not too far from there. And it was an amazing trip. And I did not bring any painting supplies because it was literally just the two of us. We just wanted it to be like a total escape and recharge. And it was. And it was so great. And I remember I came back from that. I read a couple books while we were there. And I just felt like I got the inspiration in a different way, right? I came back and I just had this like fresh look at what I wanted to do with my art, with my business. And I just came back recharged, ready to go. And I thought that was just a a really great experience. So again, lots of fun things. I'm sure you've got lots of fun travel things on the horizon, but I'm excited for you. And I encourage you to look at all these different options. Okay, red pill. So I don't know if you're familiar with James O'Keefe. I think I've mentioned him before, but he is the investigative journal like head of Project Veritas. And I've listened and been watching for the past like 2.5 years, and they've had all kinds of amazing things that they've been sharing. And I've been learning a lot just about how they do things and why they do the things they do. But they just released a series within the last week. The last episode, I think, got released maybe today, but there were four basic episodes within this series, and it's called The Secret Curriculum. And the reason why I was really connected with this is that I'm on a few group me's with other like local moms in our community. And last year we had a book that some of the kids were asked to read in one of the English classes that was definitely not appropriate and not even a book that I would read. Anyways, a mom, some brave moms out there, these moms are just amazing. They decided the best thing they could do was actually read the books that their kids are reading just to make sure that they know what their kids are reading. If their kids have questions or if it's not appropriate, they can bring it to the attention of the teacher or the principal or whatever. So we do kind of already started down that road last year with one of the brave moms in our community. And then this year we had at the middle school a brand new teacher, and she said some really interesting things right out of the gate with the kids. Like she told them, I think it's important that you enjoy learning. And so I don't care what you read in my class, I'm never going to stop you from reading anything, which of course I totally appreciate that she is supporting reading, because obviously I love reading. I want my kids to have the opportunity to enjoy reading. However, she basically said, I don't care if your parents are uncomfortable with things, you can read them in my classroom. And I thought, okay, I think we're crossing a line. Like I can see where your heart is trying to support the kids, but really like there's a reason why we have parents. There's a reason why we have families. And no matter how great her intentions are, she really doesn't know each of these kids. And I don't even know if she really understands what possible things could be showing up in her classroom with that open of a statement, right? Well, anyways, one of the books on the actual required reading list was inappropriate. In fact, some of the topics that were in there, I have never read about in all the many, many books that I've read throughout the years. And so that was a little alarming. What was even more alarming was that after reading the book, one of the dads, well, the parents were reading the book, then the dad went in to talk to the principal, and the principal's response was, somebody's always going to be offended. Oh, goodness gracious. By the way, he's not my favorite person. We've had other interactions and I'm not a fan. So I was like, oh, heavens, what does this mean? So nothing was happening because the principal, nothing was happening. And then fortunately, these brave moms, one of them brought it to the attention of a couple of our school board members, and gosh, bless their hearts, like, oh, they are so amazing. They ran over to the district. They talked to the district. They, shared the problem. They're reevaluating the curriculum, the guidelines, protocol, whatever. So they're working on it. So I couldn't be happier. So that kind of happened maybe like 3 weeks ago. I'm not totally sure. So that was kind of happening. And then James started releasing these secret videos. And the first one happened in Connecticut. And I'll link to them in the show notes. I'll like embed the video. You can just watch them right in there. And they're not particularly long. Of course, you can go deeper and watch all the press talking about it, because it really kind of hit a lot of the news places. Anyways, it's been really good because they're getting the word out. But basically, this one particular vice principal in a Connecticut school said that in order to not have to hire people that he didn't agree with their opinions or feelings about things in general, he said he does not hire conservatives. And the person asked him how he did that. Again, this is an undercover journalist, and you can watch the video. And he said the way that he's able to do that is he screens them. He never interviews anyone over the age of 30, and he will not interview them if he can tell that they have religion, specifically Catholic, he talked about. But he said if they have any of those things, then I can't I can't change the way that they see things. I can't change their mind. I can't, like, you know, be more particular about what happens within their classrooms. So anyways, lots of amazing things coming out in these videos. But again, I would encourage you to look at it. And then something that we talked about in our group is, okay, so this new teacher that we have at the middle school, I guess, I mean, it's alarming that that book is on the list. But then I was like, well, maybe we need to be asking who's hiring, who's the one choosing, like, why was this person hired? Does it have anything to do with the fact that the principal didn't think any of these things were important? So again, lots of questions to think about. But I just want to send a lot of love out to all the brave parents. I mean, this is crazy times. And you guys are loved. And just know, if you're having these experiences, well, you're not alone. And again, just want to send you a lot of love. Go out there, plan an exciting travel, think about those amazing dance memories, and keep your kids safe at school. All right, lots of love from the Candy Colored Studio.